I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here's today's news. Well, the Southern Inyo Airport Advisory Committee will conduct its quarterly meeting on Wednesday, July 30th at 8 a.m. at the Lone Pine Death Valley Terminal Building. The Northern Inyo Airport Advisory Committee will conduct its quarterly meeting on Monday, August 4th at 5 p.m. at the Bishop Airport Terminal Building. For information on either of these, contact Ashley Helms at 760-878-0200. There are quite a few different meetings that will be conducted at Northern Inyo Healthcare District, special meetings, financial meetings, and we suggest that you go to sierrawave.net or to our Facebook page, Sierra Wave Media, to find all the different meetings that will be taking place over the next couple of days. Well, the sidewalk reconstruction on southbound U.S. 395 between West Line Street and Lagoon Street is expected to start Monday, July 21st. Pappage construction crews expect to finish constructing the sidewalk on the southbound U.S. 395 from South Street to Mandit Streets by the end of the week. The northbound outside lane closure in the same area is anticipated to reopen at the same time. Once construction moves to the sidewalk between West Line and Lagoon Streets, southbound traffic will shift to one lane beginning at Church Street. Drivers may be able to turn right onto West Line from US 395. Businesses within the work zone will remain accessible during construction, either through their rear entrance of the South Warren Street or the front entrance if there is no rear entry. Access to Lagoon Street will be available from US 395. Drivers can access Lagoon Street using South Fowler Street or South Warren Street from West Line Street or turning onto South Street from US 395. The southbound outside lane of US 395 from CV Lane to the fairgrounds remains closed while crews continue to lay the rough grade for the shared use path. The Mono County Office of Emergency Management announced it will conduct a critical test of its emergency response system, Ready Mono, on Wednesday, July 24th at 10 a.m. This test will specifically target the northern end of Mono County, encompassing communities from the California-Nevada state line to Conway Summit. In light of recent events such as the challenges faced in Texas regarding emergency alert dissemination, Mono County underscores the imperative need to rigorously test and ensure the reliability of its emergency alert service for the safety and preparedness of its residents. The alert will reach residents through landline phone calls, email, and text messages, and will be issued in both Spanish and English. The test is a vital component of the Mono County's ongoing commitment to enhance and refine its emergency notification capabilities. Residents within the designated test area will receive a clearly labeled test message through the public alerting system. No action is required from residents upon receiving the message. Ready Mono alerts are a critical tool during wildfire, floods, evacuations, and other emergencies. Mono County's Director of Emergency Management said, "This test helps ensure the system works as intended and residents know what to expect when a real alert is issued. Our goal is to provide timely and accurate information when it matters most, and this test is a crucial step in achieving that." Didn't receive the test? If not, residents are strongly encouraged to sign up for local emergency alerts through Ready Mono system by visiting ready.mono.ca.gov. Ready Mono offers detailed, localized updates directly from county officials, providing essential information tailored to specific community needs during an emergency. Looking ahead, a similar test is scheduled for the communities of Mono City, Levining, and June Lake on Thursday, August 21st at 10 a.m., further extending the county's preparedness efforts. Additional tests will also be conducted in other communities in September, October, and November. The sample test will be Mono County Alert. This is a test of the emergency alert system. No action needed. And then the Mono County test message, no action required. This is a test of the Mono County Emergency Alert System. We're testing our ability to send emergency notifications during a disaster. There is no emergency. You do not need to take any action. Visit ready.mono.ca.gov. End of test message. Well, this is Jason Brown bringing news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, for nearly 30 years now, since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.